This is RTI, Radio Tetris International.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Bread. And if I sound grumpy today, it's because I am. That's it, really. This is Postcard from Pop Bread on a still snowy day over here. It's beautiful, actually. The mountains look lovely because we're at the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains over here in Slovakia. Quick hi to Talk Radio, X Replay Radio, Audio Boo, Spreaker, and RTI, wherever you might be listening on the planet. As per usual, we'll start off with the three musketeers who are foreigners because none of them are in Slovakia. Ho ho. It's Lee Banks.
Hello!
Good God, that was loud.
I've got my voice back, can you tell?
Yeah, I know, that's a shame, isn't it?
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Grumpy. I could go back to being Mr. Silent.
There was a great song about that called Silence is Golden, and it was last week for 2 days.
Silence is golden. I have the voice. I have a golden voice. I was blessed with a golden voice.
Yes.
I'm not old. You are of the silver generation.
Yes.
You should have a bullet. A silver bullet.
joining us from Paris, which you'll probably describe in some adverse way in a second, is the co-founder of the Consumer Action Group, Mark Gander.
Yes, hello there, everybody. Yes, it's very grey here, and I got jostled by two policemen here this morning.
Gosh.
Two members of the Police Nationale Française, much detested and much feared in this place, simply because I asked them why they parked their police car across the pedestrian crossing when we were all trying to get our children to school. And instead of replying to me, they started barging me.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, welcome to Paris.
And slightly cooler than she was last week, we presume, having seen the weather, which we'll come on to that in a minute. Down in Queensland, which is up in Australia, Rachel Bruns is here.
G'day.
G'day, Sheila.
G'day.
G'day.
Sheila, it's Rachel.
Oh, it's Rachel, sorry. I did get it wrong again. Anyway, it's the alternative look at the news where I'm going to be even more grumpy in a minute. But starting off with the loss of Michael Winner, who was a great, I don't know, he was one of those greatest eccentric British people.
He was a mate of mine.
I know you said that. But he was a great eccentric. I'm going to have to pass this over to other members of the team because I don't think I've ever watched a Michael Winner film because I can't see the point. But I did like some of his very barbed restaurant reviews.